Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, a new investigation finds that college football players who've been deemed medically ineligible to play at one school because of concussions are being welcomed by other schools. The investigation comes from STAT, the new national health and medicine publication. We're going to be partnering with them for a regular check-in on some of the big stories in health and science. And joining us now is David Armstrong, senior enterprise reporter at STAT. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Well, and tell us about the player at the root of your story. His name is A.J. Long. He was a quarterback at Syracuse. What happened to him?
Well, A.J. Long suffered three concussions within a period of about 2.5 years. And it was after the third concussion, which was this fall, that the team physician at Syracuse University determined that it would no longer be safe for him to play football and disqualified him from the team, essentially kicked him off the team, saying it's too dangerous.
But other schools did not see it that way.
One of the surprising things in doing this story was to learn that the fact that a physician at a university has deemed it too dangerous for you to play a contact sport, that does not mean other NCAA schools cannot recruit you. And after a period of about a couple of weeks, AJ decided that he wanted to play football again. And almost instantly, he was being wooed by other schools and is now currently being recruited by about a half a dozen.
There are no NCAA rules against that?
No, the NCAA has rules about taking players out of a game if they've suffered a concussion, and they have a very elaborate protocol about testing players before they're allowed to go back on the field, you know, whether it's that game or a few weeks later. But in terms of disqualifying an athlete, every school has their own standards, and really it's something the NCAA doesn't get involved in. So you have these situations where doctors at one school say it is too dangerous. You are putting yourself at a risk that we will not tolerate. And other schools with different standards, a different tolerance for risk, say it's fine. We'll take you and you can play for us.
Well, what does the medical evidence say about after you've had a certain number of concussions, whether it is safe to play anymore?
So the medical evidence is, you know, after multiple concussions, there are studies show that there's an increased risk of long-term cognitive effects and also things like depression, dementia, and other lifelong symptoms that you might suffer. The problem is the evidence is not exactly clear. The experts have not been able to agree upon how many concussions are too many. So we talked to, for instance, the University of Arizona head trainer. And he said he has disqualified a football player after a single concussion. It was so severe, the symptoms were so dramatic that they disqualified him. Yet he told me about a player with 10 concussions that was still allowed to play football at that school because they thought he quickly recovered from these concussions and that it was safe for him to continue to play even with 10. So there's this dramatic difference both in tolerance level at schools and what different schools think it's a safe number that you can play with.
And there was a difference in how much information the schools that you reached out to would actually give you about what they do.
Well, I think one thing is clear from our story. The NCAA and the schools do not want to talk about this issue of medical disqualifications. We asked all 65 schools that represent what are called the Power Five conferences. These are the biggest schools that play at the highest level of football. And only two schools actually provided us information on how many student-athletes have been medically disqualified. Everybody else is either just outright denied us the information or provide very limited information. So it's very difficult to tell how many players have been disqualified at one school and are playing at another because it's information that the majority of schools don't want to release and are fighting the release of that information. And that's something we're going to continue to pursue.
Is there any move right now to fix this problem, to close these loopholes across the system?
Not that I'm aware of. Again, it's something that gets very little conversation in the world of college football. It's one of these things that coaches and schools are aware of, but they don't discuss it. It doesn't come up at meetings when they talk about concussion protocols and studying this issue. So, you know, our story might have the effect of prompting a conversation here because one of the things that was really shocking to me was, you know, a student athlete can be disqualified because it's too dangerous, according to a medical professional, to continue playing a sport, yet within this same umbrella organization can move to another school where he is the next year playing, again, one of the most violent sports in the world.
So what has happened to A.J. Long, the player at the center of your story?
So A.J. Long initially was okay with the decision by Syracuse. In the first few days afterwards, he sort of resigned himself to the fact that, you know, his career was over. But after a period of a couple of weeks and discussing it with his parents, they decided they wanted to get a second opinion. So he went to the Jefferson Concussion Center in Philadelphia. And over a period of several weeks, he was evaluated by a neurologist, a sports medicine expert, who also serves as a team physician for the USA wrestling team, and also therapists who put him through some very rigorous tests where they try to prompt concussion-like symptoms. They push you to the level of physical exertion where you would expect to see symptoms if you're still suffering the effects of concussions. And the long and short of that is that they cleared A.J. Long to play football. They told him, in their professional opinion, it would be safe. So now A.J. is out there in the recruiting world, and he wants to play football again.
That's David Armstrong, a senior enterprise reporter for STAT, and we'll link you to his story about A.J. Long and concussions at our website, hereandnow.org. David, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And again, the start of a beautiful friendship between Here and Now and STAT. We're going to be checking in with them regularly on health and science stories. You're listening to Here and Now.